The Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce is continuing examining whether consolidating city and county services would be a good fit for the area. But its efforts have drawn pushback from some local officials, City Mayor Andrew Gillum and County Commissioner Bill Proctor most notably. But what's the big deal? I'm Lynn Hatter. It started last year with a trip to Nashville.
You know, we had the opportunity to ask them questions about what were the things that you did in your community that changed Nashville and allowed it to grow and prosper and attract businesses and retain talent. And one of the individuals said it was when we consolidated our government.
That's Heidi Otway, chair of the Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce's board.
And in the room, you know, we all kind of looked around and the response was, you know, tell us more.
In an effort to learn more, the Chamber commissioned a study on consolidation. In January, results from that study found there could be cost savings if done right. But that's a big if, says Florida State University political scientist and Chamber Consolidation Group member Carol Weissert.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it's not a lot of money a lot of times. It's more on the little category. Because what happens a lot of times when you have consolidation is you end up keeping all the employees because that's part of the deal. So you don't actually save a lot of money, at least in the beginning.
Weissert says the conversation around consolidation is timely given the fiscal problems municipalities across the state and country are beginning to face, like how to balance budgets when the revenue isn't there anymore.
The legislature is slowly but surely deleting a lot of the local government's ability to raise taxes and to have that end. Taxpayers don't really want to pay more taxes, so I think the fiscal issue is an important one.
Consolidation is generally promoted as a good government measure, and it's often smaller cities advocate it as a way to put themselves on the map and set the stage for big growth.
That's the Manhattan Institute's Aaron Wren. He studies the impacts of consolidation on governments.
You mentioned Nashville. People would point to a Nashville or an Indianapolis and say they merged in the 70s. And they've emerged as tremendously booming cities, and so we should do the same thing. And yet what we see, a few things. One, merger is always very politically controversial, and so you burn up a lot of regional leadership time and attention on this.
Leon County Commissioner Bill Proctor recently accused the Tallahassee Chamber of trying to stage a power grab. And Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum says he's not interested in the chamber's plan.
Consolidation as a political tool is not of interest to me. Okay. And I'd love to give this more credit, but I'm just not convinced that there is other rationale for this consolidation discussion other than a political one.
The Manhattan Institute's Wren says Gillum and Proctor's concerns are backed up by research. He says, just consider population. He cites the city of Louisville as an example of the intersection of politics and population.
The county population was far higher than the city population. And so when you merge them together, then you would end up with a case where the suburban voters would actually have a majority of the electoral power in the combined entity. But this is one to look at. What is the population in the city? What is the population in the suburbs? So just that alone will tell you, you know, where there's going to be something of a balance of power.
Oh, okay. Well, this is the first time that I've heard the work that we're doing being framed that way. And that is not the case.
Yet the Chamber's Heidi Otway argues that's not what's behind the business group's consolidation push. What's behind it is figuring out whether the area can become more attractive to outside businesses.
And become a more welcoming place for businesses to come and, you know, start up, grow, and expand if we had one government entity versus two.
But she also notes the scandals and allegations of cronyism that have hit city officials in the past year. It's important at least to consider the option, Otway says, and the chamber is starting that process.
We cannot let Tallahassee continue to be the same as it is now. The status quo just isn't going to move our future forward. We need change. Change is not easy. Change is hard.
The city, I think the city's doing a good job. I think the county's doing a good job. And I think together, we're working as well together as I've seen us work in a long time. And I think this reflected what's become this city is a reflection of how well we're doing.
County Commission Chairman Nick Maddox was on that trip to Nashville last year, and he's maintaining an open position. Proposals to consolidate city and county governments have failed in the past, but Maddox notes that was more than 20 years ago, and times have changed. And, he adds, the decision doesn't rest with the city or county commission.
It's just about finding out what the facts are, what it means to consolidate, you know, how much it costs, how much it will save us in the end. And really down at the base of it all is whether or not the citizens want it.
And that's still up for debate. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.